I'm Robin Young. Students at virtually every college and university are asked to evaluate their professors at the end of each semester. And students often look to websites like RateMyProfessor.com before choosing a class. But some professors worry that bad evaluations can be career-ending. And Stanley Fish, a blogger for The New York Times, wonders if they're effective. He says sometimes good teaching includes deliberate confusion. Student evaluations can only recognize and encourage assembly line teaching. Well, we want to take a look at evaluations today with a professor who's joined many in coming up with his own system. He's Mohamed Zuman, a biomedical engineering professor at Boston University. And, Professor, we understand you take an evaluation every 2 weeks?
That is correct.
What do you do? How do you do it?
So the evaluations are actually very simple, Robin. They ask the students, how am I doing? Sort of a numerical score, which is less important than their written comments on what is going right in the class, what is not going right. If something is going right, I want to continue that. And if there is something that is particularly problematic, then I want to know about that as well. There are certain things that I do not ask them about. For example, the curriculum, the content, for example, things that I'm going to cover anyway. However, I ask them about sort of the delivery of the material. If I'm spending too little or too much time on a particular topic, if I'm going too slow or too fast.
So this will be a relief to someone like a Stanley Fish. Again, the blogger we mentioned in the New York Times, there's been a sort of an ongoing conversation about evaluations. And he worries, first of all, that students might be considered sages before their time and asked about content. But you're saying that's not what you're doing. You're talking about teaching.
Absolutely. So content is off limits. Curriculum is off limits. So I set the content and curriculum before I see any of them, and I give it to them, and we stick to that. However, there are other issues. For example, there are practical issues. If I'm speaking too slowly, if I'm speaking too fast, if I am using colors which may be problematic to colorblind students.
Well, this happened, didn't it?
That did.
What happened?
So I still don't know who that individual was when I used to teach at University of Texas, and I was using green and red colors, not knowing sort of the male colorblinding colors. And this particular individual, I still do not know who that individual is because these surveys are anonymous, said that he cannot see the differences that I'm trying to illustrate on the board. And I felt horrible. I felt disappointed in myself that I should have known and being more considerate and sensitive to these things. And nobody likes to talk about their disabilities. So these are the issues that come up.
What else have you learned from your students in this feedback?
So there are other issues. For example, most recently in my class, when I felt that the readings were obvious and simple, the students felt that they were incomprehensible. So what I did was I did not change the readings. I gave them additional readings so that they could learn the readings that were required for the class.
Well, this brings us, you know, to the criticism. Do you feel you might have dumbed down your class for your students? Because again, Stanley Fish, you know, one of many who wonders about evaluation, says that sometimes effective teaching involves deliberately inducing confusion, withholding clarity, refusing to provide answers, you know, because this is a process of inquiry for the students.
I think Stanley is absolutely right. However, in my defense, I would say that this particular class I was teaching for the first time. Typically, I teach in the Department of Biomedical Engineering. This was in the Honors College, where there were two engineers out of a group of 53. So I had not dealt with philosophy and English and hospitality management students. So it was very hard for me to really realize where they're coming from. I did not change any of the readings. The readings remained the same, but I gave them a set of definitions that allowed them to understand those readings a little bit better so they could discuss them in the class.
Yeah.
So the content remains the same. I covered the same material. I actually gave them more material than I would have otherwise. So in some ways, instead of dumbing it down, I added more material on their plate in an effort to make sure that they're able to comprehend the basic things.
As you know, there are thousands of professors who are thinking along these lines. I need to get more feedback. There's a K. Patricia Cross's one-minute paper approach. This is at the end of every class. A student's asked to write down the most important thing they learned that day and the biggest question left unanswered. In other words, the thing they didn't learn that day but still would like to know. Did you look into some of these other ways of evaluating?
I did. And I think part of it is cultural. Depending on which department, which subject you're teaching, there are different nature of kinds of questions because we tend to do a lot more problems in the class than discussion. The nature of engineering teaching is such. Mm-hmm. So not every class is going to be sort of the same. Sometimes you sort of leave things intentionally and come back to the next class, and sometimes the students have to do it themselves. I used to do it once a month, and I sort of decreased the time, and I do it every 2 weeks now. And I think one can do it in every class, but I'm not sure if I'll get the necessary feedback because there is some time that is necessary for it to internalize before I can ask them that whether the questions and the concerns that they had, I have addressed them, and doing it at a sort of a regular interval.
And were you aware of other teachers? I'm thinking of at Columbia University, there's Lee Nefelkamp. You're shaking your head, yes.
I was familiar with some of the work that Lee had done, and I saw that in the Times article, sort of giving a little bit of a note card at the end of every lecture, every few weeks, what is working for you and what is not working for you. Again, I have essentially the same kind of approaches, but I give them a little bit more time than sort of a 3x5 and ask them to really say what are some of the challenges, both right. in my teaching and the material. I'm not going to change the material, but the delivery might change a little bit to address their concerns.
Do you have a numeric rating as well? Do you calculate all this?
I do, but it's not for students to see. That's for my own purposes to see how I'm doing. So I keep the surveys anonymous. No student gets to see what someone else has or has not written. The scoring is for me to see how am I doing, just to get a numerical analysis of that. And I do it for myself, but students never get to see that.
So in other words, you got to score a great number, a 10 on delivery, but maybe a 5 on explaining something,
sure.
something like that.
Sure. So I asked them to score me on two things. One is the class itself, and second is teaching. So I don't ask them to grade me specifically on how am I doing on problems versus overall material. So the overall is the class, whether they are learning something, and two is teaching and delivery, whether I'm able to convey the topics that I am supposed to cover in an effective manner, in a manner that is conducive to their learning.
When you get a really bad feedback, how does that make you feel?
I think part of my job and one of the things that I have evolved over the years is to have a pretty thick skin. And I think that's part of the process. You do get students who think that I'm either too boring or too difficult or it's too simplistic. You get contradictory feedback from students. And my job is to tell them and explain how am I doing the things that I'm doing. And this is not a mechanism or a means for them to get a job. It's about fundamental knowledge. And I think that very feeling is appreciated by students, that I'm able to convey the big picture and the message.
That's, again, when someone says you're too difficult, you might be singing, yeah. It's a difficult field.
It is a difficult field, but I think if it is difficult, it should be fair. So I shouldn't say that I am sort of testing them or I'm asking them to do things which are unfair. As long as I'm fair, even if the concepts are difficult, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that they need to appreciate as students in a good university and in a rigorous discipline.
Mohammed Zaman, a professor of biomedical engineering at Boston University, who collects student feedback every couple of weeks to make himself a better professor. Professor Zaman, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And if you're a student, give us some feedback. Do you appreciate these evaluations, or do you think, why are they asking me? I'm the student. Hereandnow.org. Back in a minute. Here and Now.